Very good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92. We get together with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian nutritionist with Immunutrition here in Madison, which is her business.
It is.
And the Madison Healthcare Services.
Yes.
Where she works up there on the hill.
I sure do.
Yes. And how's it going?
Good.
Good to see you again.
It's great to be back.
As always.
Yes.
Yes. Pleasure. We're going to talk about something pretty exciting today.
Is it?
We are. Swaps or alternatives for fiber.
Yeah, well, to get more fiber.
To get more fiber.
Not to skip the fiber.
Not to skip more, but to get more fiber.
I wish I could let you...
To get more fiber in your diet.
That's right.
Yeah,
okay. Yes. Yeah. I don't have good alternatives for you to eat instead of fiber.
Okay.
Because that's not how it works.
You just got to get the fiber.
That's right.
Yeah, right, okay. That's
because
cool.
Like 95% of people don't get enough fiber. It's a pretty substantial percentage.
That's right.
Like almost everyone doesn't get enough fiber. So, first of all, what does enough look like?
Well, first off, why do we need fiber?
Yeah, that's a great place to start.
Let's start there.
So, fiber, first of all, only comes from plants. Cholesterol only comes from animals. Fiber only comes from plants. And fiber does a lot of stuff in our body. Fiber helps keep us full. It helps keep us regular. It helps regulate our blood sugars. And it feeds all those good, healthy bacteria in your gut that I talk about pretty much every week. That
yes,
gut health is so important.
That word gut is heard a lot on this show.
It is. And you can't have a healthy gut if you're not getting enough fiber. So I think one of the misconceptions that people have when they think about getting more fiber, the first thing people always say to me, well, not always, often, is, can I just do a fiber supplement? Sure, that is an option, and it's not a bad option, but fiber supplements should be there to help us, not to replace getting fiber from real food. So while it's perfectly fine to incorporate those kinds of things, we want to really be making sure we're getting whole food fibers too. Because whole food fiber that we get from fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, legumes, whole grains, all of our good plant-based foods, comes with so much more nutrition. It's coming with vitamins and minerals and antioxidants and phytonutrients and things that we maybe haven't even discovered in food yet. And it helps our body utilize it better. So if we can get fiber from real food, that's ideal. Now, again, there's this misconception that we just have to eat a pile of vegetables and that's the only way to get fiber in, or that we have to do something that we don't enjoy. And there are so many great ways to get tasty sources of fiber into our diet. I also think it's important when we talk about getting more fiber and we talk about building healthy meals, I'm not telling you that you can't have the simple chicken nuggets and mac and cheese and pizza and things like that, but even just thinking about little things we can add to that meal or little tiny adjustments that we can make a huge difference to the quality of the nutrition that we're getting. So the first thing I'm gonna start with is evening snacks. What can we kind of swap out in some of those evening snacks to get a little more fiber? Because our typical evening snacks are things like ice cream, chips, convenient things that don't take any energy to prep, right? And I'm not here to make you prepare a bunch of things, but how about good old popcorn? Popcorn's great. It's a wonderful source of fiber.
A big handful of cashews.
A good handful of cashews is also wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes. And if you put those two things together, you have a little popcorn, you have some cashews, we're getting tons of fiber, we're getting a little bit of protein, we're getting a little bit of good fat, we're getting so many things. So again, flavorful and enjoyable. You don't have to skip the butter on your popcorn. You don't have to skip the salt unless you've got a medical reason to do so. If you tend to lean more toward the sweet things, have you ever had banana ice cream before?
I have not. I don't think.
Like made from bananas, not just banana flavored.
No.
Really simple to make. You have to think ahead a little bit because obviously it's got to freeze. But you could make an ice cream out of fruit like that. You could even simply add fruit to the ice cream treat that you're already having. If we put some mixed berries or some crushed nuts onto an ice cream treat, I know that ice cream is supposed to be smooth for you.
That's right.
But for people who don't mind texture in their ice cream.
Crunchy ice cream.
For people who are okay with the crunchy ice cream, those rebels.
There's a lot of them out there. Yeah.
There are a lot out there. Adding those nuts or those berries to an ice cream treat can just bump the nutrition up. Energy balls, I know you've had those. Mom's made those before. Peanut butter, chocolate chips, oats, honey, flaxseed, chia seed. They are sweet and enjoyable. You can add lots of different things to them, and they're loaded with nutrition instead of having candy. Instead of going to some of our other sweets, you could do like a chickpea cookie dough dip. I just brought some into the clinic for staff to try last week, and I think most people enjoyed it. And then chia pudding instead of regular pudding. So you can make chocolate chia pudding. You can make butterscotch chia pudding, vanilla chia pudding. And again, you need a little bit of foresight to make it. You've got to be thinking ahead just a touch. But it's a very quick and easy thing to make.
But if you just throw a handful of M&Ms into your popcorn.
M&Ms?
That'll sweeten up the popcorn a little
bit. You know, sure. Yeah. If you want to have a little bit of sweetness and you want to add that to your popcorn, that's just fine.
All available at the Grand Theater.
I was
just
going to say, this feels like a plug for the theater, which I'm always for.
It is, of course, yes.
Outside of that, other simple things, sandwiches. If you're a sandwich eater, you could do the obvious, just swapping out for whole grain bread or a higher fiber tortilla and making a wrap. But you can also swap out your butter or your mayonnaise for avocado or hummus. Some people don't like those foods as they are, but they're okay as a spread on a sandwich. Adding veggies is always great. You could do the standard lettuce, tomato, cucumber type things. But you could also jazz it up a little and do pickled onions or something like that if you like them. If you are a peanut butter and jelly fan, skip the jelly and just put whole fruit on there. Mash up some berries, put some sliced grapes on it, or make a wild blueberry chia jam. So the chia seeds serve in the same role that pectin usually would and thicken it. Again, you make it and then it lasts in your fridge for a while. If you just want to have a side, if you want to have your regular sandwich, you can get a sandwich from anywhere or make whatever kind you want. You could put a side with it, and it could be a simple salad. That's great for so many things. Greens are wonderful for us. But it could also be like a quinoa salad. I know you're not a quinoa fan, but quinoa is a great source of fiber, a great source of protein. You can load it up with tomatoes, avocado, feta cheese, spinach. You can make a mock potato salad with radishes, boil radishes, and make the dressing out of Greek yogurt and Dijon mustard, which also that Greek yogurt has gut benefit.
Does that make your potato salad crunchy?
It doesn't.
Okay, good.
As long as you skip the celery.
You don't put the onions in there.
You could also simply bulk your protein. We've talked about this before in adding protein, but the white beans, black beans, lentils, green peas, they add a ton of fiber in. So adding some of those black beans or lentils in with your taco meats, your burgers, are going to add fiber where we would normally get none. And then grilling season is right around the corner. You can add a ton of fiber to those meals, certainly just doing grilled veggies. Grilled cucumber is one that people maybe haven't tried before. But topping your pork chop or your chicken breast with something like avocado mango salsa or some pico de gallo or any other veggie or fruit-based salsa or sauce. And I'm always happy to help people find those. Now, there's simply the option of just swapping out for a more nourishing brand, too. If people are interested, mac and cheese, go-to for a lot of families. It's quick. It's easy. It comes in a box. We have found a brand called Goodles, G-O-O-D-L-E-S, Goodles. And Goodles has more protein and more fiber, and that can help out a little bit right there, or make your regular mac and cheese and make sure you've got those veggies or fruits on the side. Poppy or Olipop or any of our other prebiotic sodas, Poppy you can get here in Madison. Those have prebiotics or a fiber source in the pop. So it's certainly more expensive than buying our regular sodas or regular pops, but it comes with a lot more nutrition and a lot less sugar. Even chicken nuggets, just buy the ones that have whole grain breading and you're going to get a little bit more fiber. So making those simple little adjustments, those simple little tweaks, using whole food, adding in, bulking up what you're already doing so you feel full and satisfied without giving up the parts that you like.
All right. Well, all good advice.
Easy, right?
Get your fiber.
That's right. Yeah,
stay regular.
Stay regular. Stay satisfied.
That's right.
Keep that gut healthy.
Especially your gut. Keep that gut going.
That's right.
Once your gut stops, you're done.
That is true.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kind of.
Yeah. So anyway, if anybody has any questions on this or has more intelligent comments than I do, maybe that they'd like to talk to you about, how can they find you?
Yeah, you can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com, or on Facebook at imunutrition. Or you can come up to the clinic, see me there, call here to the radio station. Always happy to take your ideas and suggestions for topics. Just let me know what your questions are.
Okay. Then come on over to the theater and we'll give you some fiber.
That's right.
All right. All right. Thanks, Amber. We'll see you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Amber Boyens, another Taco Tuesday here on Q92.